It's time to start promoting a cause.
When people think of police officers or police departments, the first things that come to mind are law enforcement, punishing criminal activity, and keeping people safe. But the members of the Halifax Regional Police Department do so much more than that. They're involved in our communities in so many positive ways. Now, the Halifax Regional Police Department has formed the Halifax Regional Police Foundation to really amp up their contributions in positive community activity. Constable John McLeod is an information officer with the department, and I spent some time talking with him about the foundation, its structure, how people can contribute to it or become involved as a board member, and also how you can apply. That information and more on Promoting a Cause.
Walk me through the process of its conception right up through the first grant being handed out.
Well, essentially, you know, we've always done things in our community. It's one of the things that the police department does in general is, you know, we work best when we work collaboratively with other groups within our community and you know, when we do our best interaction with community itself. A lot of our officers participate in many not-for-profit organizations and our volunteers and, you know, and participate in a lot of these programs that we've seen over the years. But one of the things that we've recognized over those years is that, you know, where we certainly have the will and officers and members of our staff that are willing to get out and help in ways that they can, one of the things that hasn't been there is funding. And that's, I guess, one of the difficulties of any not-for-profit or, you know, many organizations is that, you know, that funding becomes one of the things that slows down some of the progress and some of the good work that they could be doing. As such, you know, our senior staff and amongst, you know, some other folks kind of wanted to be able to further accentuate, you know, that good work that we've been doing and be able to bring that to a higher level. We were aware of other foundations with other police departments across the country in North America, spoke with them about, you know, what it was that they're doing, how they're doing it, what their successes have been, what their difficulties have been. And then, you know, we started down in that process ourselves so that we could, you know, again, start to contribute, you know, financially to help these programs that, you know, we thought we could help, you know, on a greater level. You know, we had our, you know, inaugural donation, if you will, to the program through the MECO companies from Mickey McDonald and Colin McDonald, you know, contributed that $100,000 donation. It was fantastic to see that. You know, it really gives us a good start. We had collected another $50,000 initially from the police department itself over as we had collected some revenue from honorariums the chiefs had received over the years or, you know, merchandise sales or just small things that have added up over the years. So we were able to contribute, you know, a substantial amount ourselves to get it started. And you know, that's kind of where we were. We wanted to launch it, kind of give it to let people know we were out there because it's important, again, that we, you know, continue to seek out donors that can help us with those kind of things so that we can really make a program that will, you know, continue, you know, forever, like I say, that will continue to go on. I mean, it's set up as an endowment so that, you know, we're only working off what, you know, what interest and comes in so that, you know, that will be there forever. But obviously, the more contributions we can get, you know, the greater the good that we can do out there in the community. And, you know, we started looking at, you know, who we would like to start with, I guess, to kind of have that, you know, that first grant that we were able to offer. Now, that the program, and I should back up a little bit, the program itself, when we have it, is designed around a board of directors who will sit down and look at the type of things that we would like to be able to help. I mean, you know, our when we're looking at those things, we're looking at the partnerships that we want to do. I mean, those things that really will help, you know, build positive change within our community, and in particular with the youth that are in our community, and things that will help the, you know, young people out there that are, and that's one of the things I think that led us to our initial grant. The Take Action folks that we gave that initial grant to is a group we've been partnering with for a number of years. We know they do great things in the community. They're all, you know, the people that volunteer are all from the community trying to give back. And in particular, you know, they're really focused on the young people in the community and trying to help them out. Now, when we were happy to help them out with a program they were looking for in regards to cyber safety, setting it up for the young people in the community so that, you know, when they're getting out into that online world, they can be safe and they can do it, you know, in an environment where they can, you know, can be positive, because there's many good things out there on the internet. But like I say, you just want to make sure they're watching for those pitfalls. And along with the grant, allowing them to get some, you know, obviously some electronic equipment to be able to kind of put that program in place, you know, our folks from our staff are also going to help to volunteer with that particular cyber safety program so that we can, you know, give them that expertise and to go along with it. And that's kind of where we're going. That's kind of why we thought, you know, that would be a great place to start with someone. And then from here on in, we'll, like I say, that'll come from our board of directors, who we're still looking for. Like I say, we haven't got a full board of directors yet. Like I say, it's one of the other reasons we wanted to kind of get it out there publicly and let people know we're there. So those who are interested in helping out in that way can certainly, you know, apply and come, you know, get a hold of us so that we can, like I say, come up with that really good conscientious group that can look at our goals and see those groups out there that align with that.
How do you determine a range of grant availability for the group?
That'll just, like I say, it's very new for us. So I think that, I mean, there will be a bit of a learning curve, but I know that they've laid out, you know, a mission statement and vision and all those things that they've kind of laid out for the board of directors coming in.
Just to put it out there and make sure that the public is aware, no tax dollars will be used to, in any way, shape, or form, facilitate this foundation then.
No, this is, you know, simply, you know, raised funds that have come through, like I say, initially the ones that we had raised a little bit that come in from us again were funds that had been raised over the years. And like I say, our very generous donations.
What are some of the qualifications that an organization or group would need to meet in order to be provided with a grant?
Well, really, I mean, that'll be decided by the board of directors as it comes through. But really, our big goals are in those organizations or groups or projects that really will help to, benefit the community that we're in. You know, the folks that we see on a day-to-day basis, and like I say, we'll just, you know, really just improve our community in general, as well as, well, I should say, especially those that we know will help the young people within our community, because we know, again, you know, helping those folks out, you know, really has those long-lasting, you know, effects on a community as a whole.
How important is it to recognize a need for diversity within the community, and then what kind of structure is going to be in place to make sure that there is diversity in how grants are distributed?
Well, I certainly know that our department, you know, has placed great value on diversity, both within our staff and within our community as a whole. But again, that'll really have to depend on what programs that we can find. Like I say, what ones come to us, which ones we seek out. But I certainly know that ensuring that, you know, the diversity is looked at in all formats. Like I say, that could be anything from, you know, young to old, to, you know, racial diversity, to, you know, gender equity, or any of those things. Like I say, that's certainly all the values that, you know, that are respected here in the police department. We're looking into all possibilities, and I say it's a new exciting, you know, beginning for us to kind of get out and to see what we can do here with this, to see what positive changes we can do, and, you know, and those ones that we can further encourage that we've recognized that are out there already. Like I say, that really will come down to the board of directors looking at, you know, those that they think really is the best fit for the foundation and those that they feel that they can help the most.
And it doesn't have to be an activity per se. If you had a particular venue that wanted some help in making it more, let's say, wheelchair accessible, could they apply?
Well, again, you know what, it's really new. They would have to look at, you know, like I said, the board of directors that when they're fully in place will have to look at that to see, you know, is that something that they feel is the best fit for their foundation? I mean, it may well be. If they feel that, like I say, that's going to help to, you know, put some positive change within the community, and it falls within, you know, what their mission is, then, you know, I certainly wouldn't think they would exclude anyone without, like I say, having a look at it.
If someone wanted to either contribute to it or figure out how to apply for a grant, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the easiest way to do it is for them to go to our website. Everything, all the information they have, we need, is available is right there, either for the contributions or if they want to apply for the grant, and they can do that at the www.hrpfoundation.ca.
And the size of the group wouldn't matter either, whether it's a group of, you know, a handful or a larger team or anything like that. There's no levels or criteria in that way, is there?
No, really, like I say, the main criteria is just that, you know, that the if anyone wants to apply, then certainly we would have a look at them within the foundation. The board of directors would look really to see that, you know, that it does meet their vision and the mission statement that, you know, they're trying to, you know, improve in their community. And you say if it fits that, then I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, line up for one of the possibility of the grants.
How important was it for the establishment of the foundation to be sort of a stand on its own as compared to continuing to partner with groups in the community?
Well, I don't know that specifically it needs to be separated other than in creating the foundation as its own entity. Like I say, it gets to continue with its own, again, with its own mandate and things that have been set up, you know, as the world changes or, you know, leadership changes here within the department. Like I say, it allows them to continue on, you know, doing that good work, even if, like I say, who knows what may happen here or what the vision statement may change with the police department itself. Really, the goal of this is just to kind of take the things that we've done and, you know, to quote our chief, to amp it up. To be able to really kind of highlight some of those the good work that's been happening out there, and say to really put a highlight on it, and to increase some of the potential of some of these programs to do greater good with some funding.
Thanks again to Constable John McLeod of the Halifax Regional Police Department for spending some time with me to talk about the relatively newly formed Halifax Regional Police Foundation. If you want to contribute to or apply for a grant associated with the Halifax Regional Police Foundation, visit hrpfoundation.ca. I'm Daryl Osborne. Thanks for being part of Promoting a Cause.